I'm sorry, I have you on speaker. Hold on, here she go.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't hear you on the headphones.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Okay.
Hi.
So, yeah, there's going to be three assessments. There's a financial assessment, a medical assessment, and then an assessment to determine your hours. Can I just have your name and date of birth to pull up your Medicaid information?
My name is Monique. I think they should have it. It's Reagan, R-A-G-I-N. April 3rd, 1973.
1973. Okay, I see you. Okay, you currently have health partners. Health partners at this time does not participate in the waiver program for home care services. So I am going to have to send you over to enrollment, and they will review with you the different insurance plans, and then you can speak to the state when they come out and make sure that you're going to be covered for all of your doctors. Okay, we need to make sure that nothing is going to be disturbed, obviously, and then we'll move forward from there. Okay.
So you said that Health Partners does what? Does not do what?
Doesn't participate with the waiver program. The waiver program is what is the approval for home health care services.
That was okay. So maybe it's because I don't have the right insurance for your company. Is that what you're saying?
No, they don't cover. They might be able to cover a few hours here and there, but for any kind of significant care, it needs to go through the waiver as a long term. But you can call them and call Health Partners directly and see if they're able to offer you anything, anything at all without going through the waiver program, and then give me a call back and we can see what we can do with if they don't. I mean, if they aren't able to assist you, give me a call back and we'll see what we can do. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.